The guest on this episode of the Sports is a Job podcast is Jeff Blossett. He's a senior data analyst for Zoomf. In this episode, we talk about his non-traditional path to working in sports. In college, he was an international business major. And even after graduating college in 2014, he didn't work in sports right away. He worked out of sports at a couple marketing firms and agencies before getting his first job with the Washington football team as a digital media analyst. We talk about his up and down in his careers, about how networking has allowed him to get the opportunities he has today. Usually Jeff is big on using stats and numbers to explain things, but instead, in this episode, he shares his actual experiences throughout his life to help you navigate the sports industry.
Thank you, Colby, and hi, everyone listening. My name is Jeff Blossett. I am the senior data analyst at Zoomf, a social media analytics software provider. I tell stories with numbers. That's the basic way of describing my job, but I work with our prospective clients and our current clients to help them get the most out of their social media data. I'm also responsible for a number of marketing efforts and research into very intense topics within the sports world. My background in sports dates back to roughly 2010. Before I worked at Zoomf, I worked for the Washington football team, as well as doing work at my alma mater, the Rochester Institute of Technology. So very happy to be here, man.
Well, Jeff, we have to start from the beginning. And as I mentioned, I mean, your journey to where you are today working in sports is not traditional at all. And it begins with college, where most people nowadays, especially if you want to work in the sports industry, it's major in sport and recreation management. But you graduated in 2014 with a degree in international business. So tell me about that. What were your aspirations in college? Was it working in sports or was it something else?
No, that's a great question. I did not necessarily have my mindset on working in the sports industry. Growing up, I love sports. I'm born and raised in Buffalo, New York. So diehard Bills Mafia, Buffalo Sabres, all of that jazz. But when I got to college, I went to business school and wasn't necessarily geared towards sports. I found opportunities to kind of grow that passion on campus. I was a reporter for our on-campus TV station, and then later became sort of the live broadcast statistician, so feeding stats to our play-by-play and color commentators on hockey game coverage. But, you know, my real passion was in social media and digital marketing. When I was at school, it was really the initial boom of the social media age, right around 2010, you know, when people were just starting to get on like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I don't even think it was around yet, if memory serves me right, when it started. But I distinctly remember it was September of 2010, my freshman year, I went to a entrepreneurship conference on campus, and I attended a panel around sort of new age entrepreneurship. And the big focus was on digital and social media marketing, and I was hooked. I was like, this is an incredible opportunity to explore this world and tell unique stories that really spread out across the globe. And so my main focus was getting a career in digital business and social media marketing, content marketing, anything along those lines. And then through that, kind of discovered a love of numbers through the fact. So, you know, when it came to college, I wasn't necessarily sold on sports. Sports kind of found me.
And that's cool to see, because I think sometimes, you know, we don't see it now. I think a lot of times we're short-sighted in the sense we don't see the long-term picture. And maybe sports, like for people who are listening, maybe you just have a passion for sports and maybe you never think you could work in sports. But the interesting for me, you know, when I was looking at your background, Jeff, is that you had like the self blog, right? That dated back to 2012, where you were writing about sports. Like your post was like, who's the face of the NFL? Who's the face of the NBA? And this dates back to 2012. And then you talk about the new age of social media. You had a post about the Instagram stories and the five ways to efficiently do that. So you were talking about sports and the sports business aspect from it from the beginning of 2012. And it seems like even now you're all about helping people and providing different stats and different knowledge. You know, tell me about that blog. I mean, how did that start?
Oh, that's such a great question. You did your research, man. I'll admit, I haven't updated it in a minute, but that really came about when I discovered that love of digital media and digital marketing. I went to the Rochester Institute of Technology, which is a very career-focused school. It's one of those schools where you're required to you know, take a semester off to work full time. It's a co-op school. And so it was very kind of career focused, and there were a lot of classes that were focused on that. And one of the big things was building your digital brand as kind of a selling point for yourself when you go into interviews, especially in sort of the, you know, if you're taking your career in sort of a digital focus. So at the time, I wasn't necessarily sold on being an analyst per se. I was more or less being sort of a generalist in the digital space, which involved writing, documenting, creating content. And I thought the best way to do that was through having a website which had my resume, which had my background, and also let me kind of flex my muscles as a, you know, what I thought to be a thought leader at the time, which, you know, I'll admit my, it's why I kind of shifted my career from writing to mathematics. But it was, I kind of used it as a career sort of launch point, kind of focus my thoughts in that, and it proved to be especially helpful after I'd graduated school and was initially starting my career, where I did not have the best of luck, you know, kind of initially in my career. I wasn't necessarily the best full-time worker initially. And when I needed, you know, I had gotten fired from my first job out of college. And during that time, I needed to kind of focus and rebrand myself and think long and hard about what I really wanted to do. So I took to that sort of writing and figure out exactly how to tell stories around marketing, data, social media, whatever it might be, and potentially fusing that into, you know, my interest and passion in sports, which helped springboard me a little bit forward in my career. So it proved to be helpful for sure.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you shared that you got fired from your first job out of college. Like that, that right there, opening up and saying that, I think that's something, again, it's not traditional and for people to hear. So let's sit on that for a little bit. If you want to talk about, you know, what exactly is it that you learned from being fired and the lessons you took and how it's kind of helped you along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. And me getting fired was completely my fault. You know, it was one of those cases where, you know, it was a great company back in my hometown and a great team there. And, you know, it was one of those cases where with my job, I hadn't quite gotten comfortable reporting to clients, whether it be good or bad. And I wasn't, you know, efficient with my time. I wasn't efficient with my work effort. You know, things came easy to me growing up when it came to school and work. You know, I was top of my class in middle school, near the top of my class in high school, honor societies in college, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, getting into the real world hit me like a ton of bricks. And I knew right then and there, it was like, I really need to, you know, shape up and really improve my work ethic. And, you know, what I faced there and how I had to learn, you know, what I had to learn and how I had to grow really helped out a lot down the road, especially now in a client facing role of my own, where it's like, I'm reporting to clients, both good and bad results. You know, it's definitely helped me for sure in establishing that confidence and realizing like, hey, this is important. This is what needs to get done. This is what you're paid to do. So, it was a big learning experience for sure. And one that I'll, you know, never forget. And, you know, looking back on, and, you know, at the time I was pretty bummed out about it, but looking back on, I'm really grateful that, you know, I had to face, I could face that and, you know, learn from it.
Yeah. And I think that's the big thing that we push is the negatives don't necessarily have to just be a negative. You can turn it into a positive, whether it's a lesson or just anything like that in general. Now we have to fast forward. So in between college, graduating 2014, you worked, you know, you didn't work in sports. You worked at a couple of marketing places or things like that. And then in 2015, you finally got a job with the Washington football team. Tell me, how did that come about?
Absolutely. So how that job came about was in that interim between when I had gotten fired from my first job and before I got a second job where I worked as a SEO analyst. So diving in a little bit more into that technical background. But during that time, that was when I was kind of reshaping myself and figuring out my career. And I had tickets to attend the Sloan Sports Analytics Conference in Boston, hosted through MIT and ESPN back in 2015. Yeah, it would be in 2015. I had gone once before when I was a student in college, and it was such an incredible experience. I met people from across the industry. I actually had the chance to meet Gary Vaynerchuk, who gave a panel that time, because again, social media was still kind of a new concept, even in the sports world. You can even see, looking back on old tweets from, you know, early parts of the 2010s and seeing kind of reactions to championships on social media and how things have changed and evolved. You know, so that's where it was at the time. So I had tickets to go back, and it was interesting to go back as someone who had graduated college and was looking for a job. And while I was there, I was going with that mindset. I'm going for a job. This is where I'm going. I'm going to learn, but you know, I want to meet. I want to network as much as possible. Take all, everything that I learned in college, you know, in terms of fine tuning my resume, how to reach out to people, meet people that you've never interacted with before. And I had attended a panel that was hosted by the head of digital at the NFL. And she was giving a panel around marketing analytics with the NFL, how they report stats, what tools they use, mentioning Adobe Omniture, which is very similar to Google Analytics, how they report social media metrics, trends that they had observed. And I was like, this is me. This is my bread and butter. I love this subject matter. I want to get to know this person because, she was incredibly helpful with launching my, what ended up being my career. And I was like, I can really learn a lot from her. And so I approached her and, while I wanted a job, that was of course the mentality I have. More importantly, it was to learn. That was the big reason I was, wanting to meet her. And I mentioned like, hey, I got the chance to talk to her. I said, hey, it was incredible learning from you. This panel was great. We had a small little dialogue back and forth about it. And then I mentioned, I have my business cards here. I'm a recent college graduate looking to try to get ahead. And I really, was inspired by you and would love to try to model my career after you. Got the chance to meet. We exchanged information. That night, I sent an email with my resume. Again, not asking for a job, but just asking like, hey, how can I, based on my past experiences, how can I fine tune my experiences to potentially be in a position like you have or work in the NFL one day? And then 2.5 months pass. Just, I had already found a job, wasn't expecting anything, was doing just fine. She reached out and said, hey, Jeff, I didn't forget you. I noted your resume as soon as it came in. The Washington football team, known by something else then, is hiring a digital analyst, and their head of digital is hiring, and would you like me to make an introduction? And obviously I was flabbergasted and was like, absolutely, this would be incredible. And one thing leads to another, and now I'm here. So I think, the big takeaway from that is, that I found is that, I got lucky, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I tried to put myself in the best position possible so that way if I were to get lucky and, meet someone and come across an opportunity like that, I would be ready with my resume, ready to speak with them, have the proper email and ready to go send, ready mm-hmm. to send, after the fact. So it was, it was a truly, I'm so grateful for the chance to met who I did. And that's why I want to try and empower young professionals today as best as I can.
Why do you think she, 2.5 months and then she emails you after 2.5 months. Why do you think she remembered? Were you in contact with her in between that time or what do you think it was?
If I'm going to be honest, I wasn't. I had connected with her on LinkedIn and had not really established contact. So I really don't know what happened. It was a case where I was like, wow, I have no clue what happened or what I said. And I know with that particular position that they were hiring for, the Washington football team, that is, it was a position that they weren't having great success with finding qualified candidates. So maybe that was a case where I was like, okay, find this person, note it, maybe something comes along, who knows. But I wish I knew, but I'm grateful that she surfaced my resume after that long.
You mentioned a couple times while you're talking about that initial conversation that you had, that you approached it in the sense of you wanted to learn and not necessarily you wanted a job. Now, do you think when you're networking with people, do you think that's kind of the right approach or the approach you should take, not of being open to learn, not like, hey, I just want to get a job, that's why I want to talk to you type of deal?
Absolutely. I mean, I kind of alluded to it beforehand, like I was going to that conference to get a job, but ultimately, it's who you meet along the way that kind of, you play the long game basically, in that regards. And honestly, you put that to the side. The most important thing is building those relationships and meeting who you want to meet or, and meeting the right people and, people that you can learn from, that you could potentially help with, things like that. You want to go into it not necessarily, looking for a job and a springboard, but for a relationship and a business connection. And, I think that's important whenever you network and meet people. You don't want to just go in there asking for a job. I think that's the biggest thing, is like, you don't want to just go in and just be like, hey, what opportunities do you have? No, you want to reach out and get to know the person. You want to be like, hey, because more often than not, if you reach out to somebody and you ask them, hey, I would love to get to know a little bit more about your career. I found this, or I read this, or I found this on LinkedIn. I found your profile, whatever the case may be. And you come across as, you know, wanting to learn and building that relationship. And then that comes into, you know, asking for a job. Then that's the right way to approach, I've seemed to find.
It has to naturally flow into that point of you asking for not job, not you forcing it on them.
100%.
And that's something that I've kind of, like you mentioned something there that I kind of help when people ask me, like, how have you been able to network with so many people or get these people on the podcast? Well, it's like you have to somewhat customize the way you're approaching them. It's not like you can't say, hey, hi, my name is Colby Castillo, I'd love to chat with you. Like, you can't copy and paste that or say the same thing to a million different people. It's got to be like, hey, Jeff, I really appreciate the stats and everything that you share on your Twitter for the Zoom. Like, I really admire that. Would love to get to know you more. And I think that helps it when you're a little bit more personable and you actually say, you show that you're actually interested in who they are. The big thing about from 2015 to 2018, when you were working with Washington football team, was that you moved to a new place. For the people out there that's listening to this, they'll go through that transition one day. Maybe they're about to go through it when they graduate in December. What are the tips and advice you have for them when they're moving to a new place?
That's such a great question. It's something that I got very lucky in the sense that, you know, my girlfriend, now wife, moved with me. So I had someone with me to help along the way, and it definitely helped things out. She has family in the area, so in our area. So, and I had never lived outside of New York State. I was, you know, went to school in Rochester, born and raised in Buffalo. So I was stuck, you know, kind of in that one little central area, pretty much my entire life. So I think the biggest thing for me is, find your, you know, think about like what your kind of your interests and passions are, you know, and how you can tie that back in with what's going on in the area. You know, big thing for me is I love movies. I love watching movies, love checking out, you know, everything from big picture, you know, big picture movies to small films that are Oscar contenders, everything like that. Go to the movies a lot. And we have a local theater here nearby that's a chain of theaters called the Alamo Draft House. But what's special about them is it's a very retro kind of vibe, but when you go there, they not only show kind of like the new movies, but they also will frequently revisit old movies. They'll have like a film club. They have movie parties for old movies. So I think that it's, you know, that was great for me. It was like, oh, good. I got a place I can go. I can watch movies we can go and watch movies and things like that. Another thing too is to form those office relationships and to take advantage of every single opportunity that like a team has with, you know, going out and trying some things, whether it be going out for happy hours or, you know, lunches. Take up every opportunity you can, at least initially, to like go out to lunch. Like if any of my Zoom coworkers listening to this or, you know, whatever, they're laughing at me because I never go out to lunch now. but back then, you know, when you're just starting a job, you want to go out, you want to, you know, take every, you know, up every opportunity to like grab a bite to eat and get to know somebody. And that way that forms those relationships, which can then build and build to then where maybe you have someone that you can lean on outside of the office to maybe come over for a night of, you know, watching whatever and playing games or having someone to help you move or whatever the case may be. Another thing too is Google Maps is your best friend. Google ratings, Google Maps, definitely your best friend. You know, do your research before you go, identify the big restaurants, sightsee, you know, monuments, landmarks, whatever the case may be. And, you know, keep those in mind when you go and, you know, get involved with places early on. You know, I'm I'm a religious man, so got very involved with my church, you know, when we first moved down here, and was able to build connections through that. So if there are things that you do back home, you know, back where you're from, that, you know, can be carried over to wherever you're moving next, take advantage of that. Whether it be, you know, church or something on campus with, you know, school activities or whatever the case may be, you know, any of those are definitely great ways to understand and build a, you know, a sense of familiarity with your area.
Yeah. And that 2015 to 2018, you actually did kind of a blog post a 1 year blog post after the fact, and you kind of described it as your dream job. Like you, it seemed like you absolutely loved it, but also you got the cool experience of working in the playoff game. So I'm interested, you know, what was your, maybe it is the playoff game, maybe it's something else, but what was your, I guess, most interesting thing or favorite thing about working for the Washington football team?
You know, that's funny that you mention it. Again, tying back with my Bills fandom, for perspective, that time, 2015, that was the You Like That season with Kirk. The Bills hadn't been to a playoff game since 1999, 2000 season. So it was very, very cool to be at FedEx Field for a playoff game that they ended up losing, but it was still incredible to feel that sort of aura and atmosphere and ride those highs. And I think, you know, my favorite part about working with that team is, you know, playing a role in however small it may be, whether it was just delivering, you know, reporting for our content team or helping us land a new partnership deal. But having a role with shaping the messaging and voice of a brand that had been around, has been around for years and years and years, and has a very devout fan base with millions of fans, a stretch all across the globe, and even playing a small role in that is incredible. And also, you know, where I was able to go, I mean, I didn't travel with the team, but I still had a chance to make connections with, you know, people all across the NFL, had a chance to go to a couple summits. One particular that I remember in Nashville, that was incredible. Had a chance to travel with the team, you know, for a couple business meetings and whatnot. And ultimately being able to go back to that Sloan Sports Conference again in 2017 as a full-time member of a sports team and trying to meet people there and make myself open to meeting young professionals who were maybe just starting their careers or maybe were in a very similar position to where I was just a few years back. So, you know, all of those chances to, you know, represent a brand and organization that had millions of fans was just, it was amazing.
What was your official job title with that job?
Official job title was digital analyst. I didn't know anybody else that kind of fit that mold. And, you know, I kind of did my research, you know, after I joined, I was like, are there anybody else that kind of fits that mold? And no, you know, the Washington football team was very kind of forward thinking in that regards, in that, you know, they were able to, they were looking for a position like that. And that essentially fit what I was going for. I loved the digital world, digital media, social media, everything along those lines. But, you know, had a stronger math background, you know, that I hadn't necessarily fully explored properly. But, you know, that was where my strengths lied, and able to find a position that was the best of both of those worlds was incredible.
And it's interesting now, because I'm going to throw people again off the path, because right after college, you were working with a couple jobs, got fired from your first job, did another job, and then you got the Washington football team job. Then in 2018, you're done with that job and you work for Sunrise Senior Living. So what, you know, what happened? I mean, what was the situation there? Why did that happen there?
You know, it was a case where I was just looking for a new step, new growth. And it just felt like kind of a right fit. I was looking for something new. And, you know, that was sort of the first position that, you know, kind of came along, and, or, you know, the best position that kind of came along, and met with the team there at Sunrise. And I absolutely loved the fit, loved, you know, the team that I got the chance to meet. There were some incredible people that worked there, and it felt like a good fit for me to transition into. So, you know, the right opportunity came along and, you know, signed up for it. So, it was a bummer to leave, but, you know, it felt good to, you know, try something new and, you know, give it a shot and, again, make a difference and help to, you know, enhance the lives of hundreds, thousands of people that live in those communities through maybe, you know, opening up, you know, the opportunity to people who might not have considered Sunrise before, but maybe we can use data to help enhance marketing efforts. It was an awesome, awesome job there for sure.
And it seems like job titles and the certain industry doesn't really matter to you. So I want to get to the core of like what exactly matters to you. Like what about whatever job it is you take, what's important to you?
I think what's most important to me is a job that I can learn from and I can personally grow from. I mean, yes, you want to help out the company that, you know, you're a part of, but ultimately it's about you. Think about what you want to do, how you want to grow, what story you want to leave. And if you know, find that job that brings you that fulfillment and that next sort of step for growth. And that's what I've kind of felt throughout my career, whether it be, you know, the initial jobs when I started my career, from my internships in college to my jobs on campus to, you know, the full-time work that I've done since then. I think the biggest thing is how can I grow? How can I learn? How can I be that professional that, you know, people can look up to and, you know, can take on a leadership role one day? And, you know, from everything that I've learned so far, have learned so far from people that have been my bosses and managers to what I've learned from and can see, you know, and can help companies improve. How can I combine those one day and then, you know, be those leaders, those thought leaders to shaping an industry, to shaping kind of how we do digital business. And, you know, that's kind of what matters the most to me is, you know, what, where it seems kind of the best fit for me to grow.
And now, you said something about being a generalist, which you're actually the second person that mentioned that. And I think that's big for people to hear. Now, throughout your career, because we're going to bring it to present day in 2018 and now where you end up working for Zoomf. What were the things, like the certain skills that you learned along the way that has allowed you to do the jobs that you have? Because I think at the end of the day, it's the skills, it's the things that you learn, no matter what job, no matter what industry you're in, those are the things that are important. So what has made you successful, I guess, in your career so far?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the biggest thing for me is constantly adapting and learning to what people are using. You know, big thing with being an analyst and even back then being in, you know, content marketing specialist, you need to understand what results are the most important, and what tools can give you those results. And when I, so whether that be Google Analytics or when I worked at the NFL, it's Adobe Omniture. So learning their sort of web analytics platform to, you know, the native social analytics tools, to, you know, software like Zoomf, which delivers insights that are maybe a little bit more advanced than what the native platforms are giving you, to coding language, you know, programs like SQL or R or anything along those lines as well to further enhance your career. You know, always to be learning. I think that's the biggest thing that I've kind of taken away is that, you know, not every job is the same. You know, and not every company uses the same tools, but if you have an understanding of kind of what's most important to report on and how to get those results, you can learn those tools to find those results, importantly. So I think that's been the biggest thing for me in terms of finding success in my career is being able to adapt, understand kind of where, you know, the company you work for, or the clients you're reporting to, what they expect to, you know, see and learn from KPIs, and how can you deliver those KPIs through whatever platform. So to always be learning, always be growing, and to keep a pulse kind of on everything within the industry.
And you've worked for a football team, like a team organization, and now with Zoomf, you work for a company. Does it say that's not just one team that works with many teams or leads or brands? What would you say to the person that's kind of exploring, if I want to work for a team, if I want to work for a private company or an agency, what are kind of like the differences and the similarities between the two?
That's such a great question. Each one has its pros and cons. I think if I do kind of like a side, you know, when I think about like the brand versus, you know, kind of a team approach versus, you know, the software and agency sort of consulting sort of approach, I think I'm going to take the brand element out of it since that wasn't necessarily a sports focus and kind of leave it on more of like the team versus the software / consulting focus. You know, with the team element, ultimately, you know, I was part of the team that made those final decisions. You know, one of those things is that, and to be the voice of the brand, you know, with my current role, we advise, we consult, we deliver results, or we deliver reports on data and things like that. But ultimately what the client does with it is up to them. being on that side of the fence is pretty cool. And being able to, you know, deliver those results at the end of the day that ultimately affect that sort of storytelling. And plus, it was pretty cool to say, like, hey, look, I work for an NFL team, or I work for a college campus, or I work for this. And being able to have that sense of pride in your school or your team or things like that that carry on beyond just the field is honestly pretty cool. And it was a pretty, you know, uplifting feeling. Now, that being said, I love where I'm at right now because for so many reasons. One is diversity of work. You know, I was joking about it a couple of weeks ago. I was very heavily involved in kind of like a sales process. It's typically, you know, where most of my time is spent, but you know, I was going from one deliverable, which was delivering for a prospective client, which was an agency about influencers. And they wanted sort of insights about like, oh, how do we target this particular audience group with influencer campaign? What influencers should we be going after? And it was, I needed to dive into areas that I wasn't necessarily familiar with, specifically dance moms. My wife has me going on a full tear of those right now. So I'm starting to become more familiar with that. To then hopping the next day to helping out a baseball organization with a campaign they were doing around pets that they were doing with a sponsor. So going through pet photos, to then going through the next day with a prospective esports client and going through Twitch streams and understanding the messaging that they're trying to do with their corporate partners and how they deliver value. So that sort of diversity of work always keeps you going, you know, and always keeps you flowing. And, you know, and another thing that I love with my job with that sort of diversity of work is, you know, it's always something different every day. You know, it's never necessarily just the same thing. You're reporting on the same brand. You know, your needs and your tasks are as diverse as your clients. So each one has a different need. So, you know, that's sort of always trying to be mentally thinking and challenging yourself, you know, as you're going through, you know, every single day is definitely a plus with where I'm at now. So yeah, I think that's the best way to describe it. Ultimately, you kind of just see yourself, envision where you're at, you personally want to be. And, you know, if you're stuck between the two, get gauges of the company, kind of understand, you know, what you'll be doing with your role, understand how you want to see your career grow. You know, for me, it'd be like, oh, how do I, you know, if I'm there for a year or 2 years, am I going to be learning? Am I going to be growing? Am I going to be developing? Am I going to be making, you know, those leadership, you know, those kind of decisions that sway leadership potentially? You know, so think about, you know, yourself, and maybe, and hopefully this sort of description of this sort of background that I gave will hopefully help you out.
Perfect, Jeff. I appreciate you coming on. And the last thing I want people to know where they can find you and connect with you on social media.
Absolutely. So you can follow me on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. Those are my big three, primarily Twitter and LinkedIn. It is at GeoffTBlossat, Jeff T. Blossat. Very difficult name to say. That's where you'll find my my pro Buffalo Bills sports takes, pictures of my cats, and just overall, you know, feel free to say hi, say you came from here, and would love to connect with you.
And you must, everybody who's listening, you must follow Jeff. I think the one interesting thing, and I mentioned it earlier, was that he posts like these stats from Zoom about like partnership activations. But the cool thing about that is not just the stats, but he does actual threads showing, you know, the great examples of how these teams incorporate these activations for sponsorships. And maybe you're not looking to get into marketing or social media or partnership activations, but the one thing that you've learned here from Jeff and the previous guests is that you have to be a generalist in the sense that maybe you have to learn about every aspect of the sports industry to help you do your job better. So again, until next time, we are all on our own individual journeys, but you are not alone. Thank you for joining us in this Sports is a Job podcast episode. If you found value of this, please share this in all your social media platforms.
It's our job to help reach people that need help navigating the sports industry. And another way to do that is if you're listening to this on the Apple Podcast, please give us a rating and review. Outside of these main Sports is Job podcasts, we do have two other podcasts in our network called The Rookie Contract and Outnumbered. You can listen to their episodes and read our articles at sportsisjob.com.